Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Now, back on to Confessions of a Parent. I have to just say, the child is okay.
Okay. Also, how bad is this?
I also want to say, check the childproof caps on your medicines around the house.
Oh, no, what?
Okay. So I bought, like, you know how you can get vitamins?
Yeah.
That are like a lolly.
Oh, yeah, that's how I eat them.
Yeah. It's the only way you should eat them. They're delicious. But so there's, like, specific ones for kids. Like, we've got a fish oil one.
Yeah.
It's been really helping. But anyway, that's...
Fish oil is nasty.
Yeah, but not when it's like a lolly.
Yeah, okay. I can see where this is going.
Yeah. So, I keep it top of the cupboard. That's where all the stuff is. Childproof lock. Think it would be fine.
Yeah.
The child managed to go and get a... I hadn't locked the cupboard. There was my mistake.
Because you think... Because this is your youngest, I'm guessing.
Could be. They got a stool... like a proper kitchen chair, push it over to the cupboard, got it from the cupboard, and then managed to get the childproof lid off of the container.
And then...
I found...
Oh, no.
...it half empty. And I was like, ooh. And I was like, so-and-so, did you eat these? How many did you eat? 5, 6, 7? And I was like, okay, I don't know how many you ate. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this was almost full. And now it's like half.
He's just stacked up on vitamin C.
No, fish oil.
Fish oil.
Just like, yeah. So I was like, for a moment, I was like,
his brain development's going to be amazing.
Oh, let me tell you. Hang on. So, so I contemplated for a minute. I'm like, they're lollies, and I was like, oh, but they're vitamins. It's got childproof lock. Okay, for the first time in my parenting life, I need to call the poisons hotline.
Of course, you don't know what it's going to do.
No, but and you know, on the packet, it didn't say if too many are consumed, contact the poisons line.
Which you'd think it would because they're lollies.
Right?
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, I'll call anyway. So I ring up and they're like, I told them which one it was. They looked it up, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. It's like, okay, the biggest thing we're worried about is the iron. So it'll probably just get a tummy ache.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I was like, oh, thank goodness. But then he didn't poo for like 2 days. But
too much.
Well, it's iron. It's what it does. But I was like, oh, okay. I'm glad I called the poisons hotline. But for the first time in my parenting life, I had to call the poisons hotline.
We want to know, when did you have to call the poisons hotline? It might not have even been for your kid. It might have been
for
yourself.
You.
So what did you ingest?
Yeah. What did you... like, get on your hands? Because you know some things you're not even allowed to touch your hands.
Yes, a lot of things.
There's a lot of things.
We've got Reggie on the phone. Reggie, how are you going?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Good. When did you have to call the poisons line, Reggie?
I reckon it probably was about 10 or 11 years ago when our middle daughter was 3 or 4. She came out and she guzzled a whole bunch of the fabric softener.
Oh, yeah, that's straight to the poisons line for that one.
What happened?
She just looked with a stunned look and all this blue liquid running down her chin because me and my wife were panicking. Uh-huh. We did ring the poisons, and I can't remember if they said make her chunder or drink milk. I got a feeling it was drink milk.
Wow.
But she was okay then. There was no ramifications from it. She was okay. But whatever they said to do worked. But I'm pretty sure it wasn't fast. It was drink milk.
All right. Well, for all those out there in that same situation, just call the poisons.
Yeah, don't take Reggie's word. Did she?
Yes,
I would have thought it would taste so disgusting that they would like spit it out straight away. What'd she do?
Well, potentially that's why it was all over her chin because she spat it. It wasn't until we came around the corner and saw it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she enjoyed it, but the bottle was down and she was just covered in it by the time we found her.
Oh, that. And it's something about finding your kid like that that just gives you a heart attack, don't you reckon?
Oh, would.
Yeah, straight out.
Did she feel softer? Did she, like, did she have, no? Didn't burp bubbles?
Close, man.
Reggie, thank you so much for the call. Melanie joins us. Melanie, what happened?
Hello. A long time ago, about 30 years ago, I had a humidifier in my son's bedroom because he had croup. And my then nearly 2-year-old thought there's a little dip in there that you put eucalyptus oil in so that it makes the vapors all smell eucalyptusy and cleans your nostrils and nasal passages and everything. She thought she'd drink that and it's not to be consumed. So,
and so how bad is the eucalyptus oil?
Well, it says not to be consumed. If consumed, phone poisons in the line.
Okay, so you did just that, and what happened?
I did. Well, she only had about, I don't know, 5 or 10 mils, so apparently that wasn't bad enough. But it was a Sunday morning before we went to church, of course.
Yeah.
And I had to ring through, and I got transferred and transferred. Finally got to somewhere in Sydney who sounded like he was about 15, and he goes, nah, just watch her, see how she goes.
Oh, you're like, oh, I'd go straight to emergency.
You're
like, 15-year-old, no.
No? Did she have any, like, side effects? Did it hurt her or anything?
No, none whatsoever.
How does she feel about...
Like with the other person, don't listen to my information about whether you should bring poisons information or not. Ring them.
Always call them.
Hey, yes. Yeah. Melanie, thank you so much for sharing that story. Those little humidifiers, we've also got one for Malachi in the room, constantly hitting it and tipping it over.
Oh.
Because in the middle of the night he's crying and you're like, whoa, and then you tip it and you're like,
because they so easily spill.
So easy.
And I think for the amount that people actually knock them over and tip them over, you think they'd be made better.
Shockproof or something. Or like you can't tip them over.
Yeah, no. I've spilled many.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.